Hello and welcome. It's Christy here, back again for another episode. This is the podcast where I talk about my life, the joys, struggles, heartache, successes, and celebrations of my life while living with cerebral palsy and other chronic health conditions. It's been almost 5 months since my last episode. I never intended to be gone for 5 months. Truth be known, I was dealing with a lot of painful emotions and realities. I felt inadequate. I lost my confidence and voice. I questioned whether what I had to offer the world mattered or made a difference. The realities of my life and everything I had been through in recent months really began to take a toll on me emotionally, and so I retreated. To be honest, I'm even having trouble finding the words to convey how I feel and what I want to say in this present moment. It has never been okay for me to be negative about my reality or to share thoughts and feelings that may even remotely be seen as negative or convey any sort of emotional pain or frustration. And so I spend my entire life trying to exude positivity and strength, even when that is my farthest reality from what is truly going on the inside. There is this pattern in my life when if I cannot show up in the way that I feel like society expects me to, I just retreat. It's easier than possibly disappointing people or being judged. But really, that only serves society and societal expectations. I once again abandoned myself and my true reality and authentic self in the quest for acceptance, to be seen in a positive light, and to maintain that inspiration, hero, pedestal that society has put me on. But I'm human, and the last few months have been incredibly painful, both because of the realities of my life and the actions of other people. What I've come to realize, at least for myself, is that sharing these authentic realities is not negativity. And if other people see them as negative and in a negative light, that is something for them to process, but not a reason for me to stay silent. I deserve a place at the table of life. My voice matters. What I have to say is valuable and important, even if it's hard to hear. In the coming days and weeks, I will share more of what this last 5 months has been like for me and the journey I have been on. And though it has not all been rainbows and butterflies, I think that it is a profound journey that others could learn from and benefit from. In the meantime, if you find yourself feeling silenced and stifled, know that you're not alone. And if you need to take a moment or a while to step back and retreat into yourself in order to find your voice and your strength, do it. But when you're ready, share your story, your journey, and your light. The world needs you. Until we meet again, thank you for walking and sharing this journey with me.